Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, let's get the Mavs side of things. My old friend Chuck Cooperstein at Coop Mavs, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Coop, by the way, I got to tell you, first of all, I was listening to you and Brad last night. I was driving around, and I was listening to you guys, and you guys sound great. You sound great, man. Really enjoyed it.
Much appreciated. We didn't have much to talk about, but it was yeah. Appreciate the good wishes. Hopefully better things tomorrow night.
Yeah, give us your thoughts. Game one. I mean, obviously these guys have been great in the playoffs. They overcame shortcomings in Utah without Luka. They were down 2-0 to Phoenix. That's what I'm telling people today. They can obviously come back from this, but what did you see in game one?
Well, I saw, the modern NBA in full force. Take a lot of threes and make them, you probably win. Take a lot of threes and miss them, you're going to lose. And when you shoot 23% like the Mavericks did last night, you are going to lose. And especially when Golden State was playing, not that they shot it great from deep, but their mid-range game was fantastic. Their stuff at the rim was great. Their offense moved so well and so quickly that the Mavericks, I think, had a hard time with the speed. And I think that's probably something that they're going to be working on at practice today and the film study, before game two. Game one was almost like, okay, here's what we're up against now, and now here's what we're going to do about it. And the one thing that Jason Kidd and Sean Sweeney have been able to do all year long has been having the ability to adjust and make the necessary corrections. So I'm very interested to see what happens tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I think Chuck, the Warriors had a brilliant game plan on how to deal with Luka and a lot more zone and boxing one and 1-2-2 and all that. But I think they went there after getting into their initial shell, and as you say, your guys just missed a very high percentage of shots, and in particular, wide open looks in the first quarter. You were 3-for-19, and there was one sequence where Reggie Bullock had two in a row, one just to the left above the break, and then he drifted to the corner off of an offensive rebound, missed that one. You got the next offensive rebound. Jalen Brunson was even more wide open right above the break, and he missed it. But I want to ask you about Reggie Bullock, because I was watching him warm up before the game, and I'd seen the low load that he has and the kind of funky three-point shot. It's not the way you draw it up. I mean, it's a little bit like Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Tell me about why he shoots the ball like that, if they try to tinker with that at all. And for that reason, he shoots them well some nights, but some nights he's off. He's got a funky shot. Is that why he's a little bit erratic with his three ball?
Well, he's been erratic in the playoffs. His road shooting has been really poor. His home shooting has been fantastic. He's a guy who shot 41% from three last year in New York. So, I mean, they're not going to change his shot. He's been a very good three-point shooter for a long time. So there's no reason really to change it. I mean, it's just, you probably remember Cazzy Russell back in the day, playing for the Knicks. And,
Cazzy was a Warrior as well. He was a Warrior.
And the Warriors too, right? Cazzy shot clotheslines. That's what he did. Yeah. He didn't have much arc on his shot, and it's pretty much the same with Reggie. So I don't think there's anything to change. Jalen Brunson puts a lot of arc on his shot, and Jalen Brunson's having a heck of a time making threes in the playoffs after having a great regular season shooting three-pointers. So, to each his own, but, when you have shot them well, you are going to continue to shoot them the way you have.
or is it 112-87 and 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals? Chuck Cooperstein is the fine voice of the Mavs. You tweeted this out. You said for the one of the few times in 4 years it looked as if Luka was truly flustered by the defense played on him. Is it as simple as you're talking about making shots, or is there some adjustment here that the Mavs need to make?
Well, I think Wiggins did a great job. And I thought Wiggins worked his butt off last night, you know, jumping over screens and then getting the necessary help. And as, you know, Greg mentioned, I know Steve Kerr talked about it after the game, that there were multiple defenses, but I think it was just the quickness that Golden State showed defensively that they haven't always shown during the course of the season. And you could see at the end of the third quarter, or toward the end of the third quarter, after one turnover, one of five turnovers that he had in the third quarter, that Luka looked over at Jason Kidd, and they were kind of barking at one another, and that has not happened very much this year. So I think that there was, he was seeing something maybe playing it that maybe the coaches hadn't anticipated, and I think that's one of the things that they'll work through today and try to give a better account of themselves tomorrow.
Physically, you could see it. He's got a gash on the right side of his face, just below his eye, and it extended all the way down his cheek to the outside of his mouth. Now, he'll be fine. I think Wiggins just kind of scraped down on him. But then he also had the shoulder. They were talking on TV that it was coming over a screen. There was also the play where he did drive right at Wiggins. And the major adjustment the Warriors made, they didn't switch as much. They locked and trailed with him, and even if he got a half a body or a step, Wiggins would still trail him, or Looney, and they would ride him all the way to the goal. And he did score, but they both went down hard. Luka got the basket, and he went to the line. I saw him rubbing his shoulder after that. I was not sure, but what do you think is going on, if you can say, with Luka's right shoulder, Chuck?
I don't think it's a whole lot. I mean, he's basically had kinetic tape on his shoulder and neck, going back to game five of the Phoenix series. So I don't think there's much to concern either him or the team or, you know, anyone else with. If he's not playing well, it's not because of that.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Chuck, as far as Brunson is concerned, do you think it was a surprise they had Draymond Green on him? And again, what kind of adjustments, if that matchup continues, how do you expect the Mavs to attack it?
I think a little bit of a surprise. But then again, I mean, again, if you look generally around the NBA, when guards have to play against bigger players who can guard, it becomes rather problematic. Now, you know, Jalen's 6'1". I mean, Draymond is probably, what, 6'6", 6'6 and a half. The size disadvantage really is hard for Jalen because his game primarily is in the mid-range. His game is indeed a lot of posting up for a 6'1 guy. You know, you normally don't see that, but he's really good at it. But you're not going to really have a lot of success posting up Draymond Green. So I don't know. The Maverick offense is so heavy pick and roll based. It's not a flow offense in the sense that, like Golden State's offense is. So I just think that the third quarter looked a little bit better for Jalen. He got himself into some better spots. But I also think that if he can make some threes, that will make his life a whole lot easier. And it's, you know, as you mentioned, Greg, during that one spree, you know, he had that wide open three. But I think of the five that he took last night, I think four of them were wide open threes. If he can make those, I think the game becomes a lot easier for him then.
So as Dallas goes to practice today, and you mentioned Coach Sweeney, he mainly runs the defense. Greg St. Jean's saintly son is instrumental in the offense and obviously the entire coaching staff. I think the one thing that the Warriors are doing is you know, concentrating on Luka and almost going to a zone, but they're also turning him in the backcourt over and over again, just, you know, slowing him across midcourt. Did other teams try to pick him up, maybe not 94 feet, but 75 feet at the backcourt, at the free throw line, and turn him? And then if the adjustment to me would be to have somebody else bring up the ball, not have Luka bring it up and then
right.
every time, but just, you know, give him a little DHO and movement. And so what do you think about that? And then the one lineup, the one thing you guys did against Phoenix on Sunday night is you went small. Dinwiddie on the floor with Bullock, Finney-Smith, Brunson, and Luka. How much do you think that is an option in this series, or is that simply too small?
It's not, Greg, it's an option, but it's not a favorable option for a long period of time. The Mavericks have just been getting destroyed on the boards throughout the playoffs. I mean, they're like a negative eight and a half per game on the boards. And, you know, if Kleba's not going to be in there and Powell's going to play as little as he's played, it's just not a very good look for the Mavericks at all, defensively and with defensive rebounding. Your point about having others bring up the ball is a good one, and I think that they probably got away. They tried to do this, in fact, had done it quite a bit earlier in the playoffs. You know, have Brunson bring it up early, have Finney-Smith bring it up early, you know, have someone else actually initiate play, and then, because Luka was always going to get the ball. I mean, you know, the pet play the Mavericks love to run is Luka from the left block and getting a pin down and then coming off and circling to his right. And usually it sets up a lob for Dwight Powell. Or if they play with Powell, it just gives him room to operate and drive all the way to the basket. But I think, you know, he's always going to get the ball at some point. But I do think that having Brunson and Dinwiddie and Finney-Smith in particular bring up the ball from time to time would definitely help things. So I do think you can look for that tomorrow.
Chuck Cooperstein, he's the radio voice of the Mavs. Again, the Warriors win game one, 112-87 over at Chase tomorrow night for game number two. I would imagine that the confidence level, so they go down one zip, and it doesn't matter really what the margin of victory is. They come back against Utah without Luka. They win a game seven in Phoenix. They went down two zip in this series. In that series, I would imagine that still their confidence would be very high.
There is no fear in this team. They know they're playing with house money. And you know, there's one thing that, you know, they know, look, they've lost 10 games this year, including two in the playoffs, where they've lost by 20 points or more. They've come back and won the next game every time. Every time. So they don't let bad games get to them. They just go play the next game. And you know, Jason Kidd has made it very clear to this team, go have fun. Don't sweat, you know, big things like, you know, losing by 20. It's just one game. Just go play the next game. And they've done that magnificently. So, you know, if they can do that tomorrow, just take that attitude with them into the game tomorrow night, I mean, I think they're going to give a much better accounting of themselves.
Chuck, at the very end of the game last night, the Warriors were up 19. And there's about a minute to play. And Steve Kerr does not like them taking 24-second violations. He just doesn't like that. But Moses Moody did make a three-point shot. You guys come back on the other end. Brown misses one. And then Damian Lee squeezes off another right baseline three. And all of a sudden, it goes up to 25. And TNT took a tight shot at Jason Kidd. And I've known Jason since I spoke at his high school banquet at St. Joe's of Alameda. Fierce competitor at the highest level. He's just kind of the massage the beard a little bit, you know, the gray flicks in the beard, and then his eyes kind of squinted. Tell me, he's impressed me in his maturation as a coach from the Brooklyn days to Milwaukee and now, but this is also Jason Kidd, the hottest competitor. He's not going to take this well. When he locks his team into the room today and they go over film and they watch certain clips of the game and moments like that, what's his disposition going to be?
I think as you know, I'm not in that room. So, you know, I don't know if he ever screams at his guys, but you know, given what we heard about him earlier in his career at Brooklyn and Milwaukee and what he's been like here, it's like two totally different people. So I can't see him, you know, doing a Lou Piniella, you know, and turning over the buffet or anything like that. You know, I can just see him being very matter of fact and very direct with his players and saying, fellas, you can't do this. You can't play like that. And if you do, we're going to be in trouble. But he trusts his players implicitly to do the right thing and to play the way that they are being told to play. And conversely, the players trust him that they know that he's going to put them in the best position to succeed. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be, hellfire and brimstone and stuff like that. I do think, though, there are clearly things that have to be addressed, and they will be addressed with clarity, and then they'll go play tomorrow night. We'll see how well they've made the adjustment.
Great stuff. Coop, thanks for taking the time, man. It's great to hear your voice again. And again, you and Brad doing a tremendous job, and we'll see you for game two.
My old boss, man. Great to talk to you.
You too, man.
Wait a minute. I find that out
now. See the respect? See the respect there?
You're anybody's boss?
That's right. You see the respect from Chuck Cooperstein there? Boss man.
If you walk in at 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock like Johnny Depp.
Hungover.
Time for happy hour.
Why do you think I don't do that anymore? They're like, you need to put on a suit. You need to put on a tie. You need to meet with Mark Cuban. I'm like, no, that's not me. That's not me. I like to saunter in.
What's your new nickname?
Yeah, you know what? That's
boss.
I would like to be addressed as boss man from now on.
Your boss.
For right now. Yeah. Your from this point man. Forward. As of 11:17 on 5/19/22, I would like to be known as Boss Man.
You are Boss Man.
He's the best, man. He used to pop in my office all the time. I'm like, what am I going to tell you? You're awesome. I mean, you can hear it right there. I mean,
he's great.
He's good. He knows
and
his
he
stuff.
He loves the game,
man.
And he's all
he
over
does.
It. But
he's good. Boss Man. Yeah, from now on.
I'm thinking about that action, boss.
Thank you, Marshawn. See, Marshawn gets it.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, he gets it right away. All right, we'll discuss some of the things that Coop said there. From a Dallas standpoint, we do need to get into the Giants. They finally lose a game. They got a big stretch coming up. And could their Mookie Betts be on the horizon? We'll explain. It's Pop and Lund.
What?
Pop and Lund. That's right. Boss Man.
Mookie. Isn't he a Dodger?
Yeah, he is a Dodger, but they're – well, I'll explain. Boss Man. Papa and Boss Man on Esports Leader.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.